AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over state laws barring transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams. Idaho and West Virginia are among the first of more than two dozen Republican-led states that have banned transgender athletes from girls and women's teams. This is Justice Department attorney Hashim Mupan.
In short, male athletes who take performance-altering drugs are not similarly situated to female athletes, and states need not treat them the same.
The justices are evaluating claims of sex discrimination lodged by transgender people versus the need for fair competition for women and girls, the main argument made by the states. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton are refusing to testify to Congress about Jeffrey Epstein. This is House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer.
As a result of Bill Clinton not showing up for his lawful subpoena, which again was voted on unanimously by the committee in a bipartisan manner, we will move next week in the House Oversight Committee markup to hold former President Clinton in contempt of Congress.
In a letter, the Clintons say they will not comply with the House subpoena to testify and slam the Republican-controlled committee's efforts as legally invalid. Activists say the death toll from nationwide protests in Iran have surpassed 2,000 people. President Trump says he's canceled talks with Iranian officials and told Iranian citizens help is on the way. In the House, California Democrat Pete Aguilar says he's not sure what the president meant.
We don't know if this post is policy, but it's something that all of us are very mindful of, and we want the people of Iran to be safe. We don't want people exercising their opinions to die in the streets, the president needs to consult with Congress on actions that involve the United States military.
This is AP News. The Trump administration designated the Lebanese, Jordanian, and Egyptian chapters of the Muslim Brotherhood as terrorist organizations.
The group was founded in Egypt in the 1920s and is seen by many as the origin of political Islam. The Brotherhood's leaders say it renounced violence decades ago and seeks to set up Islamic rule through elections and other peaceful means, though some of the group's offshoots have armed wings. The State Department designated the Lebanese branch a foreign terrorist organization, the most severe of the labels, while the Treasury Department listed the Jordanian and Egyptian branches as specially designated global terrorists for providing support to Hamas. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Discount grocery chain Aldi plans to open more than 180 stores in the U.S. this year as more Americans skip nights out at restaurants and cook at home because of anxiety over the nation's economy. The expansion will give Aldi almost 2,800 stores. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.